could forget this scene from The Wolf of Wall Street? Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill high on Quaaludes, unable to walk or speak. It's pretty funny, but Quaaludes are no joke. The drug is now getting lots of attention after Bill Cosby admitted giving them to women. Nicknamed Disco Biscuits, Quaaludes were hugely popular in the 70s, widely consumed in nightclubs like the legendary Studio 54. Originally developed as a sleeping pill, Quaaludes had a deeply relaxing effect, much like strong alcohol.
It's not the typical high you'd get if you were taking like ecstasy where you're partying or you're doing coke and you're really up. It's more of a relaxed kind of high.
But Quaaludes were often abused. In 1977, director Roman Polanski gave then 13-year-old Samantha Geimer a portion of a Quaalude before he had sex with her. He fled the country to avoid prison, never to return.
It's not uncommon to see things like seizures, coma, and death, and that absolutely happened, which is why the drug, although it wasn't on the market for very long, became a huge problem, and it became very quickly taken off the market. You know, by the 80s, it was gone.
Bill Cosby was prescribed Quaaludes for a bad back. He says he never took them, but kept them on hand to offer dates.